I spoke with Zakiya Sankara Jabbar, co-founder of Racial Justice Now, and posed a single question to her. Why was not these Black men's analysis enough?
I think that clearly she was creating a caricature, and that clearly she was the very group that she claimed she wanted to give space to was very condescending in before she even allowed them to say a word. And to me, that's what's unnecessary. And that's exactly why, you know, there are Black men out here who are just done. Like, they're not taking any of it seriously. And here's the thing, like, why do Black people have to be a monolith? Neither one of these parties give a damn about the masses of Black people. Let's be clear right now about that. Neither one of them. They both deal with us in their own ways. Democrats deal with us in the worst way because we continue to give them our support and continue not only to have our material conditions and things continue to just spiral, you know, completely out of control, but that we're in an abusive relationship with them. But people are making excuses for it. And so that's what is so heartbreaking, you know, to see these people who we know they're mouthpieces for other groups and other interests. They're not in our interests at all collectively in terms of the masses of Black people who are working poor and working class. Let's be really clear about that. The masses of Black people are working poor and working class. 60% of the homeless population in California, the last time I checked, the last 50 years, California has been controlled by, maybe not 50 years, maybe about 35, 38 years has been controlled by Democrats. And so, like, we're not talking about real issues. I am tired of the caricatures. I'm tired. I want to tune into something that's serious. The news is not serious anymore at all. Like, the news has, like, it's not journalism. I mean, Denise, it's not. Basically, what you got on NBC is highfalutin YouTubers, in my opinion.